Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, through the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, I want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, at the Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, can't make this stuff up, no matter what I tried. We do know that MSNBC and CNN, the two great news agencies that they are, correct?
That's right.
Well, Joe Scarborough apparently shot himself in the foot because he said something about Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and the riots during the past summer. And then he had to downplay what he said because people flipped out with their responses as to what he said and the way he said it. What exactly are we talking about here?
Well, is this where he compared the riots in the summertime akin to knocking over a taco stand or something?
It is.
And compared that to the Capitol siege, basically. In other words, saying that's what happened in the summer was analogous to that. That's why it was not anything like the Capitol.
And how stupid is that to say, well, it's like knocking over a taco stand? Just exactly who was he trying to reach on that one?
Well, I mean, it goes to show again that, you know, this goes beyond, I think, the general politics. I mean, I don't really know what kind of relationship he and Mika has had with Trump over the years. It got pretty, pretty acrimonious, it would seem, in public while Trump was in the White House. But I don't know if a lot of that just sort of enters into a lot of this commentary that he's making.
And then there's an anchor on CNN. At least she works part-time as an anchor, full-time as a reporter, or used to, that is leaving CNN. Her name is Brooke Baldwin. I've seen her a couple times. I would say that she's somewhat controversial, but she's leaving CNN, and I believe more people are going to follow.
Well, you know, she's been there since 2008, and then she made this announcement. I think she's going to have her last show, I think, in April, I believe. But here's the thing, Captain. She's not planning to go to another network or be on another show or anything like that. She's written the book, evidently, here in the meantime. So she may be promoting that, but for right now she's not going to some other network. So, but it does beg the question, though, in the aftermath of the Trump presidency, what are a lot of the people on CNN going to do or talk about now?
All right. Now, I got some emails that came in here. Yes, we do get emails here. And I picked four of them out. I've got several thousand that came in, and these were the four that stood out because of the way that they were sent to me and what was in the subject line. This is from BFF in Columbus, Ohio. The horrible thing about this current Marxist, Communist, Dem, Rhino party is they cover up all their bad deeds and then get away with it. If this election is not exposed as stolen and completely rigged, our country will never survive. The freedom-hating Communist Dem Party will rule by pure force because people will know the truth. They are covering up this election just like they've covered up Hunter Biden's computer and the many years of corruption in the Biden family. This cannot continue without consequences, and the results of this corruption will not be pretty. Be prepared. This is not over. That's from BFF in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, that's very, very intense. Yes, very much so.
And then we got one from JC in Crystal River, which is north of the Tampa Bay area here. He says this, and I think it's a he, the sad part in this play will be all America and Americans will suffer the collateral damage. There's not enough intrigue in all of this to produce 1,000 books in Hollywood movies that would ever be read. And that's from JC in Crystal River.
Well, right, yeah, the collateral damage is going to be jobs, more jobs. It's going to be the constant moving of the goalposts about COVID-19, so our kids are collateral.
These dopes that are running around out there going, oh, we got to have $15 an hour, we can't live, we got to have $15 an hour. Okay, think about this for a second, you people that are working in McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King and Chick-fil-A. You know those little counters you got where you walk up and you make an order?
Yep.
You'll be doing it to a computer screen.
Well, that's very, very
We've true. Already seen it with McDonald's. They took them out, but they had them in there at one time. They put them in there to see what was going to happen to get rid of the people.
Well, and that's at the current levels of the minimum wage and so forth.
Yep.
And again, you know, and I think it's important to note, Captain, this isn't about somebody saying, oh, young people shouldn't make more money or this kind of thing or people should not be able to have better opportunity. In fact, they should have better opportunity. But this mandate, which is done purely for political purposes, will only make it harder, especially for young people, to get those entry-level jobs.
Yeah, and I can't wait for all the guys who are making $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 an hour up there in the shale oil fields to take one of those $15 an hour jobs. I can't wait to see that. Like, that's going to happen. Good luck. All right, we'll be right back more with folks. More folks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8255. 8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line. Now, in the times that we're living in, folks, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America is just that company, because they'll guarantee you $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, me, the captain, sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim, they come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the completion of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain said you get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand today. Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Bingo.
Right.
Bingo. Steve is talking about something here in the chat room. He said 6 members of a Texas family were taken to the hospital Monday after they used a charcoal grill to heat their home inside. They didn't die. They were overcome. Well, of course. Gee whiz.
Well, right. Unfortunately, yes. So there are no fatalities, but you can't have a barbecue grill inside your home. That's just not going to, it's not going to vent correctly.
Doesn't work. All right. Before we move to the next subject, I got a couple more emails here I want to get out there and mention, because people are, these are interesting emails. Okay, this is from Tim, and Tim is in Atlanta, Georgia. Tim says, can't all the proof they have about the Biden family, plus the fact that they are owned by China, does this not constitute lawbreaking in the deepest sense of justice? That's a question. First of all, what do you think?
Well, that's right. I mean, again, generally speaking, if there is evidence of such things, one would think that that would trigger the reaction that this person's having, and that is, this sounds like it's breaking the law, or that it's, at the very least, enough to start investigating and find out what are the ramifications for the highest office in the land and the American people.
And then he goes on to say, we Americans all know this election was rigged. I am also curious as to why the Supreme Court, highest law office in the U.S., backed off. Were they paid by China, too? Question mark.
Well, insofar as that, we don't know. I would say that's unlikely, but I do believe that the Supreme Court did not want to wade into this, probably for a variety of reasons, and we probably will hear more of those reasons as time goes by, many years from now, perhaps, but they did not want to get involved. That much was clear, Captain.
Well, Tim says maybe they were threatened personally, maybe their families were threatened. None of this makes any sense at all. Why hasn't the big guys in government come out to help us? Does that mean that we, the people, must fight for our country again? If so, we can do all of that. That the rats, parasites, and vermin will be eradicated again. They really need to just move to China. That's where they really need to be. Of course, Pai would probably have them all killed and would not, they would not be faithful to America, and Chinese are very unforgiving people.
Well, the way that we affect change here is, as you've been talking about, Captain, and that is to get busy with the local level.
Yep.
Right. And that's the way that you change things. The reason why you had the cardboard put up in Pennsylvania and on is because of who's in charge of the election and who's at the state level, who's making these rules. And if you have more transparency, you have more common sense election rules that have to be followed,
yep,
so that there can't be fraud, you'll have a much better result then.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. Think nationally, but act locally. I talked about that last night when I spoke in front of the Tampa Bay Trump Club. All right, and finally, here's one from TW in San Antonio, Texas. He says, it's colder than a wall singer's butt here, but how about Macbeth? Yes, it was going to say Nebuchadnezzar. He, too, lost his mind. Not only that, but has anyone besides me noticed Biden's demeanor and tone of voice when he's making his speeches? He looks and sounds like a dictator to me. I conclude that he has the spirit of the Antichrist within him. That, and being in political power, is not a good situation for our country, and it's a bad omen.
Well, I think when President Biden is speaking, he's been making a lot more mistakes than normal. What's normal has become the new normal for Joe Biden, unfortunately. And it just seems like he's not really talking off the cuff. He's not intensely involved in this. He's reading the prompter, which is exactly in front of him. If you notice, at least in my estimation, Captain, he doesn't seem to look from side to side to who people he's talking to. He's got to stare forward, and he's got to try to get the words right. And that doesn't bode well. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Kamala Harris is taking these calls. We just don't know. But Joe Biden's demeanor is of great concern.
Okay, and I just got an email from KC in Denver listening to us on KNUS AM 710, The Answer. Thanks very much, KC, for the accolades for the show and for what I'm about to read. He says, Captain, they won't need and don't need to clean up the military. Barry already did that, meaning Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama. He removed all the conservative officer corps right up to Pentagon level, generals, colonels, and the Secretary of Defense, and stacked them with some leftist choices. They're still there today, so don't expect any constitutional help from them. They are not our friends. Well, there's some truth in that, and this purging that they're trying to do again is no different than what they did under Barack Obama.
Well, right, and also goes into the larger sort of scheme of trying to make people think, uh-oh, anybody who voted for Donald Trump, we don't want them in the military of all things. I mean, in fact, Captain, you remember back when they talked about the idea that we've got to purge out some of these National Guard people because they might have voted for Trump and they might do something on January the 6th. This kind of thing. It's just ridiculous. We can't get to the point in this country that if you voted for the other guy, that you're now an enemy. That just can't be.
Well, yeah, that's true. Now, Matt Gaetz reacted to the New York nursing home scandal, saying that the media is absolutely culpable and backing up Cuomo and his mythology.
Well, I think to a great degree that is really true. I think that as we get more facts about this, who knows, the media might kind of change their tune a little bit. But I think one thing is certain, they didn't go after Cuomo and they didn't really go for all the information because while Cuomo was criticizing Donald Trump and trying to make Trump look horrible, that was serving their own purpose in some of these editorial rooms and so forth. But now, and I think the press conference that the governor had was really not good. It doesn't look good for Cuomo at this point.
Have you noticed the inclusive terms that Joe Biden is trying to use now when he talks about immigration as the verbiage seems to be changing?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, well, we're going to give 11 million people amnesty because there's 11 million people here in the United States. Double that, maybe even triple that.
Well, sure.
Because if you give 11 million amnesty, you got to give all the rest of them the same thing.
Well, that's right. The 11 million, I think, is a spurious number. It's not real. It's much more, as you said. But I think what you mean is the idea that he's not talking about illegal aliens. He's talking about undocumented. Some would say undocumented Democrats. A little humor there, but undocumented workers, this kind of thing, and try to soften the language to make it more palatable when in reality, and by the way, Captain, a lot of people that have come to this country, not only from places in Mexico or South America, but all over the world, they come to this country, and then suddenly people who came to this country but didn't do it legally and didn't do it correctly, now they're going to get a free pass when it was very difficult for the others to come and make their home here in the United States, become American citizens in many cases, and follow the rules under the rule of law. It doesn't sit very well.
No, and that's absolutely true what you said. And, folks, when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to talk about the White House and something that they've done to alienate the Saudis. That's not going to be pretty. And also Canada. And also Governor Kristi Noem up there in South Dakota. Those will be the three stories when we come back. Here comes the music. I'm fixing to bow out here for this next break coming up. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number again if you want to opine. Here's the number. A lot of people chiming in tonight on Facebook and sending me direct messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During a primetime town hall, President Joe Biden addressed the nation, explaining his support for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. When asked about a Congressional Budget Office report that said 1.4 million jobs would be lost if there was a wage hike, the president said there were studies that showed the opposite effect. He told CNN that if raised incrementally, a boost to the minimum wage could support American workers and benefit businesses.
So let's say you said you're going to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour between now and the year 2025 to $12 an hour, to $13 an hour. You double someone's pay, and the impact on business would be absolutely diminished, and it would grow the GDP, and it would grow and it would generate economic growth.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I will take it away, Mr. Announcer Guy, waiting on my telephone. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back, and they're bigger and better than ever. They will be over in, let's see, Largo this weekend at the Mid-Reg Hall over on 128th Street. They'll be there Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. I had some people asking me last night, do they have concealed carry? Yes, they do. And here's what I would suggest to you right now. Go to their website, twoguysshows.com. Sign up for the concealed carry. Do it right now so you can't be allowed in because they got it all filled up, the room, that is. But go to twoguysshows.com, the website. Sign up for the concealed carry course. And while you're there, you can also print up a ticket, which will save you money on the admission when you come into the gun show. So a little money saved there for doing that. All you got to do is print up the special ticket that's there. But they are there at Mid-Reg Hall in Largo, not only Saturday 9 to 5, but Sunday 9 to 3. I'll be there Saturday from 10 to 2 if you want to stop on by, Saturday from 10 to 2. Look forward to seeing many of you there. We had a good crowd, a good showing last week down in Sarasota. A lot of listeners came up to me, and I expect the same thing in Largo. So there you go. See you there, twoguysshows.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's get back where we were. The White House is going to freeze out Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who happens to be the Saudi prince who was close to the Trump White House and was being given preferential treatment. I think that's a huge mistake.
Well, right. And, of course, the White House is describing this, Captain, as a recalibration.
Yeah. Remember the Arab Spring?
Oh, yeah.
Where did it start?
Well, yeah, it started...
Saudi Arabia.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah, with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, exactly. And remember how much, even back then, Barack Obama seemed to be pretty elated about the whole thing.
He was all for it.
Yeah, exactly.
See, and how did that work out?
It did not work out very well, that's for sure. But that's right. But this recalibration with Saudi Arabia, you know, and that things were going very well, it would seem, with the Trump administration vis-a-vis Israel. By the way, Captain, we still don't have, I don't know if Jen Psaki has clarified this or not, but last I heard, there wasn't going to be much said about, you know, whether or not Israel was our big ally over there. And so what's not being said, at least up to this point, really does speak volumes. And it's really quite concerning because what's happening in the Middle East, or what can happen in the Middle East now, if Iran gets out of the box, as it were, is very frightening. Very frightening.
They are trying to reverse everything that Donald Trump did.
Well, of course. Of course. And by the way, it's important to point out, what did Donald Trump do? Donald Trump got the first Middle East peace agreement in a quarter century.
Yep. Now, our little socialist friend to the north in Canada, Mr. Trudeau Jr., I'll call him Trudeau Jr., introduced a weapons bill that would allow the city's mayors to ban guns.
Yeah, I'm hearing about this. I'm hearing about this.
And I'm talking about banning guns altogether, not just a gun, guns.
Guns, that's right. Evidently, I think, and be able to revoke or suspend gun licenses as well. But this is, you know, this goes hand in hand. Trudeau and Biden, they really do read from the same page.
Well, they might read from the same page, but here's the deal. The gun lobby has gone nowhere. They're as strong as they ever were, and there are some more additions to the gun lobby, like the Second Amendment Foundation.
Right.
USCCA, US Law Shield, all of these people. We're talking about millions, and not to forget about the NRA, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of supporters that are not going to stand for something like this. You are just not going to come and take people's guns because you think you can do it.
Well, yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And of course, it'll be framed in the media in a very, very different fashion, though. But, Captain, there are so many millions of responsible gun owners across the country.
Sure.
And they have safety classes. They understand the ramifications of all these things. It is most unfortunate that they could be lumped in literally with people who are getting guns on the streets and in order to do crime, order to hurt people.
To get a hunting license as a young man, I had to take the NRA Safe Hunters Program.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you had to do as a young person to get a hunter's license. After that, then it was training was when you wanted it and how you wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, and there's different things, like even in California, there's different things you have to pass and so forth. But generally speaking, the far left, they don't like the idea of citizens having the ability to protect themselves. I don't know why they think that, other than the fact that they believe it's too hard to control the populace that way.
Now, U.S. Marshals have increased their reward in a Yale murder mystery as a hunt for an MIT researcher intensifies. Now, this is one of these Chinese students, if you will, and there may be something going on here where he was going to blow the whistle on what it is that was going on and the stuff that he was asked to spy on and all that, because there appears to be a connection somehow or another to a suspect, maybe a suspect, and the Chinese government.
Well, that's right. Police have they're looking for a person named Kinzwan Pan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, of Malden, Massachusetts.
The old Pan guy.
Right, and they're considering him armed and dangerous, and the public should use extreme caution around him. And they've got two arrest warrants out for him, one for possession of stolen vehicle and the other for stealing a vehicle out of Massachusetts as well. So this is a big deal, and hopefully they will find this person and get answers.
Okay, now we've talked about the weather. We've talked about a lot of things that are going on with the weather. But what we haven't talked about is the prices and gasoline. Now, the oil production has dropped off by some 18% thanks to the deep freeze in Texas. You are aware of that, right?
That's right. That's huge.
And oil, West Texas crude, for the first time since about 2 years ago, is over $60 a barrel, West Texas crude. Brent crude is up over $63.35. And the futures on oil out a year are now $69 a barrel. In the meantime, yesterday, the wholesale price of gasoline jumped 8 cents per gallon.
That's right. And it's going to be a lot more noticeable, I think, as people pull up to the pump.
And why is that?
Well, because you have less oil out there to refine. And
All right. Let's stop because there's a big reason. The big reason is the largest refinery in the United States shuts down because they're not set up to deal with the cold, freezing temperatures.
Well, that is a...
All that work is done outside.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But again, that will have the effect on the economy. It will continue. But also what's being pointed up here, though, Captain, though, too, is that it's great to have an all-of-the-above approach for alternative forms of energy, but when something like this hits, where do you turn? Your solar panels aren't going to do the job. Your wind turbines are frozen. And I haven't heard anybody make this argument yet, but I expect to hear it soon, and that is, but it's so much better for the climate change.
Yeah.
But what about the people who are literally freezing?
And I don't want to wish anybody any bad luck because yesterday gasoline had dropped down 10 cents below where it had gone up to when it went up the last time. And if it goes up 20 cents above where it was before, it'll be about $2.69 a gallon here today in a lot of places. Because I do believe this price will go up.
Well, right. Well, here in Southern California, it's at least $3.45 to $3.50 in my local area.
And that's your dollar a gallon state tax that they put in there. And they still can't balance their budget.
They still can't balance the budget, and the roads don't get fixed either.
Well, they use it for the general fund.
Yep.
And not to forget about what we started with, folks, before we go to do the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, it seems that Vice President Kamala Harris was on the telephone line with a whole bunch of foreign leaders yesterday without Joe Biden being around. That is very unusual.
That is unusual because especially this early on in an administration, the president needs to forge those relationships very quickly and personally.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, we got plenty to talk about. Plenty to talk about when it comes to the weather. All right, Kathy's going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. We appreciate you. All right, this portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Pull on in there, see what they're all about. And on the third watch, tell them that you were listening to the captain. Tell them that if you stopped in there and said that you'd get a free cup of coffee because I said you would, you will. And by the way, become a member of the Drivers Club too, because you'll find out what that means when you get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And here we go.
Yeah.
Gretchen Wilson there. She's here for the party. And I don't blame her for that. Do you, Kyle?
No, not at all. That's a great song.
Looked like it was a good party, too, that was going on there. But anyway, okay, here we go. Going to read the statement, give it to Kyle, and then away we go. The weather out there is brutal in some areas of the country. Don't need to tell you that, especially those of you that are in it. But here we go. Bitter cold and wintry conditions will continue across much of the U.S. with another major winter storm bringing heavy snow and ice from the South Plains and lower Mississippi Valley to the Middle Atlantic and Northeast for the next couple of days. Now, isolated severe storms in the Southeast may also produce damaging winds, large hail, and a couple of tornadoes or two. Snow will continue out west in the Northwest, the Great Basin, and the Rockies. Kyle, what's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. And the last hour, we've seen some of that wind advisory out in the California desert be reduced a little bit. Looks like now it's in the Santa Clarita area. This is going to be Route 14 near Interstate 5. It's going to go up through the Angeles National Forest and still out towards Oxnard, though, and Thousand Oaks and Point Wainimi. So be careful on the Interstate 5 there. Up in Idaho, in central Idaho, we've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to be just about south of Lewiston, south of Moscow there. And then over in Montana, we do have a winter weather advisory now, and that's going to be in the Great Falls area, the Helena area, and down through Bozeman if you're coming across I-90. But in Utah, we've got a big winter storm warning, avalanche warning, as you make your way down Interstate 15 from Salt Lake City all the way down to the south in St. George. Also, in southern Colorado in the Durango area, we have an avalanche warning, winter storm warning there. This goes down into northern New Mexico, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and this is going to be part of that system that's going to go, we believe, towards Texas again here in the next day or so, giving them that 1-2 punch of what they've already been experiencing there.
Yeah, and what we got going on here, that I-40 corridor is going to get really, really hot all the way back over into the Carolinas for sure because of what's going to go on with the weather. Now, we've got a winter storm warning that picks up about halfway across Oklahoma, but there will soon be one again in the panhandle to include Amarillo. And hello to the folks listening in Amarillo, coming across Arkansas over into Tennessee. Now, we do have a winter storm warning that goes across all of Arkansas tonight, the western part of Tennessee, the northern half of Mississippi, all of the northern half of Louisiana to include I-12 all the way north up to Arkansas, and then Texas, the Texas Metroplex on down to San Antonio and Austin, north just north to Houston, across I-10 over into the hilly country in Texas, on down towards the border with Mexico until you run into dense fog. Then you'll run into dense fog the rest of the way about the last 50 or 75 miles down to the border tonight. But winter storm warning and then snow possible tonight in the eastern, southeastern part of Kansas. Winter storm watch across most of Missouri. That's going to get exciting. Winter storm watch across Kentucky, West Virginia, southern part of Ohio, the eastern half of Pennsylvania and southern New York, also into Connecticut and Rhode Island and Massachusetts. And we've got a winter storm warning for the Metroplex, Richmond, Washington, D.C., up towards Philadelphia, and the central part of Oklahoma to include the Raleigh area tonight, where it looks like as if that snow is going to continue to go east. And there will be areas of snow, plus we got the lake effect up on upstate New York tonight, Kyle. Mm-hmm. And it looks like as if we are definitely going to get the lake effect machine kicking in. Bitter cold temperatures, northern Minnesota. Don't need to tell you folks up there. Eastern half of North Dakota, bitter cold temperatures, bitter cold. South Dakota, also Iowa, also Nebraska, Alabama. It's probably out there trying to light a bonfire to stay warm right now in his shop. And also down there in Kansas, bitter cold temperatures. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And we're going to go right to the telephone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered an investigation into the Texas Energy Company amidst the blackouts and freezing temperatures. But on top of everything else, they are not set up when it comes bitter cold like it has been to even refine oil, because in the largest refinery in the country, which is located in Texas, they've had to shut down.
Yeah, I think we're going to learn how the power system really works, or rather doesn't work. They're not designed for this kind of load, but it's pretty crazy because I should say Texas,
right,
actually in some cases provides power to Mexico.
Yep.
And now even Mexico is pretty upset because parts of it is not getting power.
Right.
It's kind of nuts. On top of that, parts of Mexico actually supply power to parts of California in Southern,
yep,
California and Arizona.
Correct.
But, you know, the pressure has been put on these states to go have a minimum of some parts of their power produced by wind and solar.
Uh-huh.
And this is necessarily what happens when you get into a crisis like this. And it is a crisis. But I learned something yesterday I had no idea of, and that is that wind and solar, the energy that comes from wind and solar, lasts in those batteries about 15 seconds.
Yep.
If it's not transferred within that period of time, it vaporizes, it goes away.
Yep.
So therein lies what I would say is yet another problem.
Yeah, which
I had no idea that it was that fast.
Right, which does not make it cheaper to produce because you got to do it over and over and over again.
Well, and then you got to transfer it within that 15 seconds. If you don't, to the power system, if you don't, it vaporizes, it goes away. So it's,
yep,
it has to have more attention than anything.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with our number three and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And if you have any questions for Denise, feel free to give us a call at 877-969-8600. We are going to be talking about a lot of stuff here when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.